Okay, so we're starting Mesechtes Yuma Dav Lamed Dalet Amid Beis, the two dots before the Mishnah Gishmaki Gemore. The Mishnah told us earlier that we know a Kohen Gadol had to have 10 washing of his hands and feet, Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, and 5 tefillos. Now these tefillos, the Mishnah tells us, if the Kohen Gadol was a Zoken a Yistinis, they would have to heat up the water. Because if he'd go into cold water, it would make him, it would either make him sick.
No heated mikvahs then?
Oh, they didn't have heated mikvahs. So how did they heat the mikveh? Zog the Mishneh, zog the Breise. The Breise tells us, Tanya, either to pour hot water into it, but Tanya, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Ashoshiyois, Shel Barzel. There were strips of metal. Hoyu mechamin me'erev yom kippurim. They would put pieces of metal over fire, and the metal would retain heat. It would be boiling, very fiery hot. Umatilin l'toich tzoinen. Now which tzoinen? We're on lamed dalet amid beis. So they would put it into the cold water. Kedei she'tofik tzinosom. Right? And that's how he's learning up the Mishnah. And that's how they would do it. Right. There's a big machloikis. Where did they put it into, this word tzoinein? Did they put it into the water of the mikveh? Or did they put it into other water, and that heated up the water, and then they would put that heated water into the mikveh? Be it as it may.
It says, cast them into the cold water of the mikvah on your kippah.
Right, but then I'm sure they have a footnote. Footnote.
Footnote.
Yes.
Eight.
I don't know. The footnote is, there's a machlekes. For some reason, others learn they put it into cold water.
Rambam and Meiri.
Right.
It appears that the Braise is merely suggesting an alternative to our Mishnah.
All right, that's a different question. Is this an alternative to the Mishnah, or is it a pirush of the Mishnah?
Everyone holds that either method is permitted.
Okay.
The Rishami indicates the Braise and Mishnah dispute which is the preferred method.
Okay, right. Now, Zoktif, Hekti Gemore, Valoi Mitzaref. Let's say clear what Mitzaref is. In the time, there's going to be a Machlokes, but we're going to go with the simple. I don't mean the simple, the pashtus reading. When a person makes metal, who's what do they call a metal maker? A blacksmith. Yeah. So an ironsmith. So if he does it, so what you do is you make the metal, whatever the process is, you heat it up, that's the way, and then in order that the metal shouldn't deform, you put it into cold water. Putting it into cold water is like the last leg of the metal making process. So therefore, mitzaref would be a type of makeh bepatish. So therefore, it would be zok trashi, mitzaref, aloi mitzaref, hanoisen barzum and eish lamayim, mitzarfoi. Mitzarfoi means, you know when you mitzarf someone to a minion? You're bringing people together. It brings them, when you put it into the cold water, it makes the metal come together. Is that the way they translate mitzarif in English?
Yeah, mitzarif.
What do they translate it in English?
It says hardening.
Hardening. I don't know, hardening is really the wrong really literal translation. Mitzarev means to concentrate. To concentrate, to bring it together. So therefore, that would be the gemar of the Asiyas Kli. And memelo, it would be a make bepatish type of a situation. However, the Rambam learns that it is not mitzarev. The words mitzarev seem to mean, like Rashi, bringing it together. The Rambam in Perik Yud Beis Halacha Beis, of Hilchas Shabbos says that when you put the boiling hot metal into the water, the iser is mechabe. The Rambam is a little schwer, because if that is the melacha, what is the... Oh, we'll have to see in the Gemara.
Okay. Why is it a kibui?
Right, kibui, that's how the Rambam learns. It's boiling hot.
Right.
And now you're putting out the heat.
Right.
And that should be a mechabe.
It should be also.
Right, and that's the read of this. So the Rambam learns mitzarev is because of mechabe. Right.
You say it's only, it's a double change.
So we'll have to see that. We're going to see that in the Gemara right now.
Oh.
So the Gemara, right. Maybe what you're saying happens to be very good. The MS, Mechabe is always potter, because you don't need, if it's a Melach Shein Tzricha L'Gufa. Here, maybe it is a Tzricha L'Gufa because you want it to be out, so we could have the metal. So that's why it would be a type of a mechabe that would be a melach tzrichel. Freig zogt die Gemara, v'aloi mitzare. So at this point, the Gemara holds that what? What Gemara hold? That it's a melach d'oraisa. It's a melach. So you're not allowed to do it. Zogt die Gemara, marav bibi. We're talking about that the metal was lohigia litziru. So you could have your cake and eat it too. It's hot enough to make the water hot, but it's not hot enough that the metal is malleable and you're able to, that it would change the metal by putting it in. So according to Rashi, therefore, what? So Rashi. The water is not going to make the tziruv. Well, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam learns it has to do with kibbutz, what does it have to do? Shelo higi al tziruv.
The Rambam also learns that a malach shein tzricha l'guf was the raisa.
Yeah. So you have to say, according to the Rambam, that there's a sheer, really hot metal is not kibbutz when you cool it off. It has to be red hot metal. Red hot metal that's one way to learn. Red hot metal would be like a ash. Not red hot metal or not. The other way to learn the Rambam would be, be'emes, it's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. And if it's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa, so then what? It's a malach shein tzricha l'gufa. The only way it becomes a malach shein tzricha l'gufa is because of the tziruf. Not because of the malach tziruf. Because the tziruf would be the toitzoe. If it's not making a tziruf, then it blibes a regular kibbutz. It's a regular kibbutz, then it's not a problem. But before we do the next Gemara, all of us have to look, who was this man, the Omar, who said this about the Ashoshes in the Gemara right here? Tanya. What does the Gemara say? Right there. The first words of the Gemara. Tanya. Who is this Tanya? Not Reb Shnei Zalman Liadi of the Tanya. Tanya. Who is the Tanya?
Reb
Yehuda. Let's remind us. Keep that in our memory. Reb Yehuda is the Baal HaMemre. Right? Oh, so the Gemara. Abaye Omar. Afilu Teimor. Let's say it's talking about Shegil, it's here. Aye, the problem is, when you put it into the water, you're being either over makib patish, according to Rashi, and kibbutz, according to the Rambam. So the Gemara. Dovo, zok tabaye. Dovo, sheini mischavin. Umutel.
That doesn't
stem
with Rabbi
Yehuda. Oh, we're going to see that in a second. So it's a davar shein mischavin. So it'll be mutar. So Mamela putting it into the water is not going to be. Oh, l'chayes hazayin ha'psik reisho. No, like chopping off the head. Says v'arachai. So there's some terutzim in the Rishaydin. Why do we get around? We'll have to see Toises. How do we maneuver, even if it's not, the Gemara's going to ask on Abaye. But how do we maneuver around the din of Psik Resh? So there's a Medrash Pliya in the Toises Yishon. I just call it a Medrash Pliya. I'll borrow the term. Right? The Divra Maschel. Dover she'enem ischavin mutter. Like the third Toysus Yishonim. Do you see it? Divra Maschel? Afil, the Toysus Yishonim. Afilu teima she'geziah. Let's see if Dover she'enem ischavin mutter. You hear that? Maybe you can help me read the Toysus Yishonim. Uke goin deloi havi psik reisho. That's one way. It's not a psik reisho. I don't know. Vafilu b'psik reisha misukme. This is the teretz I want to see. It is a psik reisha. You're putting it into the water, and it's going to get mitzurif. Mitukme kegoin she'ein akli sheloi. Ukedamrinom ba'aboin eloi tzriche deko'ovet ba'are dechavrei. There's a gemore mesecht nishabes. It's almost... It has to be a psik reisho, denichole, that you want it to be. You have benefit from it. Here I have no benefit. That raises the bar on what you need for a psik reisho. It has to be a psik reisho that I want. If it's not a psik reisho that I want or have benefit from, then there's no psik reisho. Here it does. This is almost like the proverbial opening up the refrigerator door right when the light goes on. Why do I want to open the refrigerator door?
To get food out.
To get food out. Do I want the light to go on? No. So if what happens if I don't want the light to go on? I'm covering my eyes. I don't want the light to go on. That's like Ba'ar de Chavre. Okay, I don't know. I'm not saying hello,
chalamaisi. You're benefiting the water.
What?
You are benefiting. You water.
No, but I'm benefiting. There also, I'm benefiting by opening up the refrigerator and I want to take the orange juice out. But I don't have the I don't have the benefit of the light. That's one thing. Okay, we're going to have to see about this. If what it would be...
Isn't there right that kiboy is a malach that's mekalkel? That it's not a...
Then we'll see the oruch. We're going to see Tois in a minute. Okay. So, Frank, the Gemara...
That's Tois?
Yeah, we're going to see Tois in a second. Frank, the Gemara, umi oba rabba yohochi. How? I don't know exactly how to touch the words. The words, umi oba rabba yohochi. It's almost like you have to translate it. How did Abaye say such a thing? Did Abaye say such a thing? V'otanyo, there's a posuk in the Torah. Uvayoi mashmini yimoil psar olosoi. Where's that posuk? In Parshas Tazria. And the Gemara darshins, why does the Torah add the word psar? The Torah should have said the words yimoil olosoi. What's the yimoil psar olosoi? So the Gemara, because there's a din, another din in the Torah, you're not allowed to cut off a negatzoras, which is an isra, say, comparable to a lav. What happens if on the Orla it presents a nega? So now you have a paradox. You have a problem. Cutting off the Orla would be mitzvah smila, but cutting off the Orla is also the halacha of aktsitzas ba'aretz. Now usually you would say aseh is doich alois aseh. So the Gemara says over there, yes, but it's efshel l'kayim shneihem, if you let somebody else cut it off, who doesn't want you to touch. So the Gemara says, we have a special drasha, without aseh doich alois. That's a sugya mesech de Shabbos. What is the din? Afilu b'mokim sheyesham ba'aretz. Even if there's a negat zoras on the Orla, you're still not allowed to cut it off. Right? Afilu, you would think you're not allowed to cut it off. You're allowed to cut it off. Yikaitzes a ba'eres, because mila is doiche k'tzitzas ba'eres. Yeah? Divrei Rabbi Yoshio. As we state in the Brisa, in Masechta Shabbos, Perek Reb Elazar de Mila. Frek the Gemara v'havyin bo, and the Gemara asks on this Brisa, Kro lo moli, why do you have to say it? It's a davar she'enoi mischaven, because why do you want to cut it off? You want to cut it off for the Mila. You're totally focused on the Mila. You're a moil. You only see Arla. So maybe you cut it off. If you cut it off, hazoyidos. So it should be off. V'omar Abaye. Oh, Abaye there said, what's the reason we need a pasuk for Reb Yehuda? In the greatest, in the top 10, machloikas and inchas, Reb Shimon Ostav Sherim is chavin is muta. Rabbi Yehuda holds Tavu Sheinim is Chavan is awesome. So ain't a chenami, you don't want to cut it off. You're not looking to cut off the Baharas. The reason you're cutting off the Baharas is why?
For the Mila.
But still it would be awesome. Now let me explain you something. This I always have to explain it. And I explain this in Yeshiva in all circumstances. Tavu Sheinim is Chavan does not mean you're not cognizant of what you're doing. I know I'm cutting off.
Yeah, I just
I know. It's not purpose. I don't need it. It's not my intent. Dovr Sheinu Mischaven is intent. And if you don't have intent, it's not called your act, according to the Torah. According to Reb Shimon. According to Reb Yehuda, you look at the fleshi kemaisa. You look at the physical act. And the physical act is done. Freit di gemara, abaye. How did you say that cooking or davar chavin is that din davar sheinim is chavin is aser? Very interesting. I'm just asking as an aside. There's a machlekes all over Shas. Any little yeshiva bacharel knows davar sheinim is chavin mutar aser machlekes Reb Yehuda Reb Shimon. Why does the Gemara have to go to the case of ksitzes baharis, where it's a kasha with a teretz, and you have to say that? Doesn't make sense. Why would the Gemara have to send out a search committee and come up with that then? It could have been from anywhere. Right? It's a good question. Norva Haniro, be'emes is a kasha on that Gemara. What's normally davar she'ena mischaven? I'm pulling a heavy couch along a earthen floor. Earth floor. So, what's my act? Taking couch from point A to point B. There is a tangent something happening that it's making a groove on the floor. So that's another toitzah. I don't have in mind to make this thing, but I have in mind to take it from point A. That's a machloikis Reb Yehuda. What's my mila? The moil is taking off the orla. There's an isser in the Torah to take off that orla because there's a baris on it. That should be the din of what? That's a davar she'enu mischaven. I'm mischaven to take off the orla. That's a regular din of davar she'enoi. That's a davar she'enu mischaven. Davar she'enu mischaven is I'm doing two acts. unison, in tandem, whatever you call it. So the Rashba says, because in the Isser, that is an Isser, by Eres, the intent somehow is the din, and that I think that's really the reason why the Gemara is connecting these two Gemara. Bal Koponim, fake the Gemara of Abaye, Rabbi Yehuda's Davar Sheinam is Chavin, is Osir. So how could you put the hot metal into the water?
Why isn't it an obsecration?
Oh, we're going to have to see about that. To be obsecration. The Gemara asks obsecration, even according to Reb Shimon. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos, we'll see that in Tosfos. Zog the Gemara, no. So really, what's the Gemara's kasha on Abaye? Alma. I would have, it's a crazy, right? Something's bothering me in this Gemara, but it's just a nitpick. The first man, who's the man to Omar here? Rabbi Yehuda. Abaye is coming to explain according to Rabbi Yehuda. Frek di Gemara, Abaye, you hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So how did you say such a terrorist? Why does the Gemara have to needle Abaye? You hold like Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, but that's a question.
Maybe so, that's only in the rice. Okay. But not oh,
everything Gemara, honey, mealy, b'chol ha'teire kula. It's a very hard lotion of the words of the Gemara. Usually, what does the words b'chol ha'teire kula mean? B'chol ha'teire kula usually means all over the Torah. Here, that's not what the Gemara means. B'chol ha'teire kula, by all isurim of the Torah, kula. Aval hoche, tziruv de rabbanan hu. It's only an Issa de Rabbono. Since it's not a real Kli, Rashi says. So therefore, since it's only a de Rabbono, so if it's not Mischavin, even Rabbi Yehuda's Moido. On an Issa de Rabbono, Rabbi Yehuda's Meide. That what? That the halacha would be a derabbanan. Zokt Rashi. Let's see the last Rashi before the Mishnah. Bechol ha'toyra, be isuro deraisa, kigoin koitzitz baheres, diksiv hishoma benega tzoras, vi oma omar, be koitzitz baharosoi, hakosuv medaber. Okay, two dots. You see the two dots in Rashi? Now, so Rashi, somebody had a alternate gears in the Gemara. Because what is Rashi saying? That by a derabbanan and call it all over Shas, there's a din of Rabbi Yehuda. Davar sheinu mischavin is muter, is asa. However, on derabbanans, it's muter. Now Rashi says no. La'ilo, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would hold davar sheinu mischavin is asa, even by derabbanans. But how much would it be Usr? It can't be Usr more than the Isser. So it would be an Isser, the Rabbanan. So is it the Rabbanan? Ein Shvus b'Mikdash. El does. Where are you putting it into the water? In the Beis HaMikdash. And there's a general rule of Ein Shvus b'Mikdash. So if it's Ein Shvus b'Mikdash, Zelo Baya. So Rashi, but that can't be the Giras of the Gemara. Because what did Abaye say? Abaye said the reason it's mutter is because of davar sheinu mischavin. If the whole reason, and now, if the whole reason would be it's a derabbanan and ein shvus b'mikdash, what does it have to do with davar sheinu mischavin? Even if it's mischavin, this tziruf is only derabbanan. If it's only derabbanan, so that should be the reason ein shvus b'mikdash. So it has nothing to do with the rule of davar sheinu mischavin. Therefore, Rashi says, Al Korchach, we have to go with the Pshat, that since it's a Derabbanan, there's no din. But Rashi leaves us hanging. Hey, it's a good Kashi. Once I say it's a Derabbanan, what do I have to come on? Why did Abaye have to come on to Davar sheinu mischavin? So we'll have to be Mefarish. Why you don't say,
So Rabbi Kivayga, say,
yeah, so Rabbi Kivayga, Rabbi Kivayga points out, which we're going to see in the next Mishnah, four of the tefillas happened in Makom Kodesh. Chorchatz b'mayim b'Makom Kodesh. Makom Kodesh. There was one tefillah that didn't have Makom Kodesh. For that, maybe you don't have the din of Ein Shvus b'Mikdash. That's a horror of Rabbi Kivayga. Okay, but Rashi, let's stay steady with Rashi, that the reason is on a derabonon, there's no davish edim mischavin, and that's the pshat in Abaye. Zok toisvis, even though it's a high toisvis, but it's such a yisoidis to get toisvis, we must do it a little bit, and then we'll go further in the Gemara. Zok de hani mili b'isura daraisa avol hoche. It's only a tzir of the Rabbanon, right? Hochi goris Rashi. Veloi goras ein shvus b'migdosh. Rashi speaks it out b'feish. Umefarish. Kivon dafilu iayo mischavin. Leka isure d'raiso. Ki loi mechavin. Loi gozu re-Rabbanon. Afilu b'medino. I don't know exactly. Like what we just spoke out. That Memela, okay. The Koshalari, the Imkain Mashma, the Betzir of the Rabbanon, Loi Osa Rabbi Yehuda. That means if you read, study the Gemara, by Yisurah the Rabbanons, and we're saying a Tziruf that's not a Kli, is it the Rabbanon? Dover Sheda Mischavin, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Mutar. It'll be a big Nafkamina for us too. In a place where there's a psik ratio, according to Reb Shimon, even if we paskin like Reb Shimon, and we paskin Tovah Sheinu Mischavin is muta, but and if it would be a psik ratio, it's usher. But if it would be a derabbanon, a Tovah Sheinu Mischavin, if according to Reb Yehuda, a straight up Tovah Sheinu Mischavin is usher, but when it's a derabbanon, it's muta. So l'chayre loit Reb Shimon, a davar sheinu mischavin. We're going to see this in the. I'm saying it the pashlus. According to Reb Yehuda, at this
psikreisha in the
rabbanon. Like Reb Yehuda, I don't need a psikreisha. Psikreisha is only an animal of Reb Shimon.
This is the raisa, the rabbanon.
Under rabbanons, what does it make a difference? Psikreisha is the same. So toisvis beperikira mashma de osar. The Kamar Abaye Gufe Hosom Hamechim Shepino Mimenomai. You have a hot water pot. Lo yitin letoichoi mayim kol iker. You had a chinik, what they say in Latin. A chinik, right? A chinik, that means you had it on the fire. All the water is out. So you took it off the fire. But now the pot is still... So you want to put... You don't like to leave it empty, so you put cold water in there. So you put cold water in there. You're not allowed to put cold water. Now, why am I putting cold water in there? Stam, the Yidiners have a thing. They don't like to leave pots empty. Yeah. So put it... But that's also being mitzaref. So k'tabaye, you're not allowed to do it. So the Gemara dealt in like Abaye, Rabbi Yehudi, Tama Dav Shein Mischavin is also. So we see that that Siruf is the Rabbanon. So Gemara no. Me Olay Kasha, the Motzi Lishnuye, the Siruf Ashoshes, Davk is the Rabbanon, Sheinim Kalim. Hoim the last man came with Soif. The Chain Siruf Ashtoloif, I knew Gmar Malachta. Avo Mecham Shukli, Ein Chanami. So Tzai says, there was a Dindraisa. We're going to see now in Taisvus. What would be according to Shem? Mi Ukosha de Besoif Perikira Amrinon. Why, according to Reb Shimon, is it usher to move a lit fire? Because even if it goes out, it's a Davish Einu Mischavin. Because I don't, that's not what I want. I don't want it to go out. The kol hecha dechikom mechavin mashma, right? That according to Reb Shimon, if you're mechavin to walk with it and you want it to go out, Ika isura dairaisa. Ki loy mochavin. Goza Reb Shimon. So he's moided to Reb Yehuda by an isura dairaisa. At least, this is a very important taisvus. The world doesn't go so much with this taisvus. Dover she'ena mischavin is mutter, according to Reb Shimon, and it's also l'Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, dover she'ena mischavin is osur midoraisa. According to Reb Shimon, yesh oimrim in taisvus, that it will be an isur derabonon. V'chol eich dikoy mischavin lek isur deraisa kiloy mischavin. Then loy gozer, going gara mita v'safsel v'kise, tavi chayrish kala achayad. Anyway, it's also im kein Reb Yehuda de polik ale osar afilu b'chay gavna. Very lomdishet toisvus, cheshbin de ketoisvus. Toisvus holds Reb Shimon always holds on the deraisa. It's osar derabanan. And Rabbi Yehuda holds an Issa Daraisa is also Daraisa. Now, by the Gemara says, Reb Shimon holds by an Issa Darabanan, it's in Gansim Mutter, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's also. So it's Beferish, by an Issa Darabanan, Tavashenu Mischavin, Rabbi Yehuda argues. Void my parch mi baheretz, doloi motzi lemifrachele mi braisa, ume milse da baye ditmaralo. Lifrach masnis and the perik beis, the mesach de beya. Rabbi Doimer call our kelim ain't nigrorim. There's a gun to maise. So yes, from that kasha, pain. For each who moichu call us form the goros bum hani mili to rabbonim ain't shvus b'mikdash. So memeila zok teisves. He doesn't like Rashi. He doesn't believe teisves that on a derabbonon, Rabbi Yehuda will not believe in davshin mischav. Al kain nirulari. Abaya Oma Apilu Temeshagil at Sir Dovashem Schav Mutter Pirish. That it's Mutter Minatoira Dovashem Schav. Faval gaf to me the Rabbanon also. Ain't Shvus Bemikdash. Oh, Zokter Azay. That's what the Gemara is saying. He always holds it's an Issa Daraisa. And even an Issa Daraisa, Dovashem Schav is only also Midrabbanon. And on him, ain't shvus b'migdosh. Freg di gemara uporch miyom ha'abayir, tovashayim loy mitzalim ed ha'abonon. For Tanya, we see psukim. That means the gemara is entering this whole question that tovashayim is chavin is only also mid'rabonon. And the whole machloik is Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is only what? If it's also mid'rabonon, if it's also mid'rabonon. Freg di gemara, abaye, and then ain't shvus b'mikdash. Freg di gemara, abaye, it's only the rabbanon. Paheres, you have to have a special posik, and that's a posik in the Torah. Umiditzer kro, it should be also. Zok toisvis, umishani, hanimile b'chola Torah kula. Sheinu mischavin, iske mischavin. Avol hocha pirish, b'shabes, tiksiv b'meleches, machsheves. Then it's a different thing. It's such a gewaldige toisvis. Yes. Zukta say, over there in that gemuli is about the iser of what? Tzitzas paheres. There, Reb Yehuda holds b'cholat erekule. Davashenim is chavin is also midaraisa. The only reason it's also midarabonon is only by Shabbos. It's an asay. That's true. We have to see about that. But it would be also al tzadin. So that's why there would be that din, and it's only by that aloche. So hashto to Reb Yehuda Dov Shem's Ram Mutter Midoy Raiso Gabi Shabbos. It's a little tortured in the Gemara. Toisus brings. Okay. By Shabbos, midarais it's muta. Because the Melech is mach Shabbos. And Dovashenu Mischavin is achsorin in the Melech is mach Shabbos. So Toisus v'teimo the beperik sofek ochal you're moving around Gecholim on Shabbos. V'omer Rabbi Ashi going to Shavan Shabbos El Yehudis V'ruvah Tachtonis Me'aleya. V'Rab Lezer V'Gzav Lok Rabbi Yehuda Dom V'Dov V'Shenu Shavan Osem. Almel Rabbi Yehuda Dom V'Shenu Mishavan Chayim Minat Toiro. Unbelievable Taisvus. Zog Taisvus. That case is talking about this psik ratio. This is an unbelievable riddle that you have to know for all over. Reb Yehuda never needs a psik ratio, really. Because he owes Zav Shem Mishavan Zosr. But by Shabbos, where he owes Melechus Machshavas Zosr Teiro, and therefore by Shabbos, Zav Shem Mishavan Midarais is Mutter. But if Zav Shem Mishavan with a psik ratio, like Reb Yehuda, it'll be also Midarais. So that case, with this case in Masech the Krisis, where it means you're moving around the coals, it's talking about it's a case of a psik ratio. Frey Toisvis, after going through, it should be a Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufo, which we can't go into now. So why like Reb Shimon is it, Potter? It's L'Chair, it's a psik ratio, according to Reb Shimon. Very hard taisvus. This is a Chaim Briskin's taisvus. It'll be a Melech Shein Tzrich L'Gufo like Reb Shimon. So therefore, it would be that, didn't you? At the end of the Tosfos says this is als psik ratio de lo nichale, and this is where Tosfos brings all the rayas of the Oruch from our Gemara to this inyan of psik ratio de lo nichale. It's a long Tosfos, it's a Shas Tosfos, and we got to go with all. You have to really, it goes all the way to Amud Aleph, but all the rayas to the Oruch and not to the Oruch. And that's the Shiloh of this Gemara, yeah. So I don't know, we have to go. We'll have a chance. Everybody has their own chance. So the other way to learn the Gemara is it would be like exactly like the Tosi Shonim says, it's a psik ratio deloy nichalei or deloy ichbislei. It's not deloy nichalei, ichbislei. My father's a Chayin Levrocha used to have we owned the bungalow colony. So as a din, you shouldn't make a. You're not supposed to eat outside on grass, because right. You might spill the water and you'll make the grass grow, and it's a davar she'eino mischaven with a psik ratio. So my father used to say that, like as a joke, he said if you own the bungalow colony, you don't want the grass to go quicker because then it costs you more money to have to cut the grass. So he held it's a psik ratio to like nichle. He said, maybe there's a tzad, it's a psik ratio like nichle. So I used to say, no, but you also want the grass to live. You have two things, you know. Right. You water the grass, it's not only it should grow, you water the grass, it should live. Okay. Zog de Mishnah. Have you all the base habal? Every, for every Yom Kippur, you need 5 tefillos and Zog Rashi, Litvel Tfilosh Nio, Shehi Teuna Mokim Kadosh, Kide Precious Leil. The first Tfilah didn't take place in this Beis HaParva, but this one took place because Rashi says you need it to be in a Mokim Kadosh. Why do you need it to be in a Mokim Kadosh? So Rashi says, Kide Precious le'el. That's what Rashi says.
Yeah.
Which is really very hard to say, k'depricious le'el. It's a posuk in the Torah. Ve'rochat says, psoroi ba'mayim b'mokoim kodosh. It's a posuk in the Torah. And the Rishonim happened to ask Akasha, Hagagin va'aliyos are not niskatchu. The roofs are not. So you have to say over here, the Beis HaParva had a different din, and it is called the Mokum Kodesh. So Haviu the Beis HaParva, Uve Kodesh, Uva Kodesh, I saw. It was Kodesh. Tosfos Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph speaks about this. How was it Kodesh? But it was Kodesh. Now, and when he did that, Persu Sadn Shelbutz. They took a Pishton Dika curtain to separate the area from where the Gemara later is going to say why it was particularly a Pishton curtain. Beinoi Levain Ha'om. Between the Kohen Gadol and the people outside. So I saw that some bring, who's the So there were spectators, so to speak, in the Azara, watching wherever they could the whole process. That's why they had to put up a present. Others say it was the Kahanim who were with him. But I don't know if they would be called the Okay. Zokdem, Kidesh, Yodov, Veraglov. And then, now, every time, he had to do a double Kiddush Yod Raglov. Before, from the old Begadim, and after when he put on the new. So when he changed from Zav to Lavan, Lavan to Zav, he had a double. So here he took it off, and then he washed his hands and feet, put on the new Begadim, and then washed again. Reb Meir Oimer, Parshat. So what does it say, the first one? First he was Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, and then he took off the big days off. Then he put on the new ones, and then he washed again. Reb Meir holds, no, he took off the big days off, and afterwards he was Mekadosh Yadayim V'Raglayim. The Gemara earlier said it's a yesoidist, it's a principled machloikis, Reb Meir and the Tanakhama. What's the reason you're washing? Is it because you're taking off the old begadim that makes you need that because that requires, or is it a din to put it on the putting it on? That's what the Gemara says. Rashi says Parsha Tchila Varka Kiddush for Pirashti Leil Pluktayu. Zok the Gemara, and then he would be Kiddush Yodayim V'Roglayim. Yorad v'toval. Afterwards, when he took it off, and v'toval v'olo, and he came up from the mikveh. He came up from the mikveh v'nistapok, and he dried himself off. Now this is the lashon of the Mishnah v'nistapok. The Rambam brings this down also v'nistapok. And the Mishnah Melech asks, what's it negeya lehalocha? It sounds like only an Eitzot Tov. On the Mishnah, he's not bothered, but he's bothered by the Rambam. Why the Rambam brings this stanza of an istapok? So he says, because it would be a chatzitza. The halocha is the big de kahuna have to be on your body. And since it has to be on your body, so then if there's water would be a chatzitza, and this turns into a whole arichus if water is a chatzitza. There's a great teretz brought on this Mishnah from Reb Meir Arak in Sefer Tal Tere. Reb Meir Arak says, really, this rechitza is osur on Yom Kippur. Shtehinuyim. Just as a mitzvah on the koyin that he has to make a tefillah. No choice. However, that's all good that he goes in. But when he comes out, and there's water on his body, so it's like an extension of the rechitza. That he doesn't need. That's why you have to take off in his tapok. Very important. Okay. Zokdem, hiviuloi bigdei lavan. Here we're talking about, first he had done the avoidis of the regular day, and he was wearing big days off. Now he's changing it to bigdei lavan for the tzorech avoidis yom kippurim. And the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah tells us the reason we don't do big days off for the rest of the avoidah of Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur Dig Avoidis, is Ein Kategel Nasa Shanegel. So the Gemara viul ifanav big day lavan lavash vikidesh yoda verhaglo, and then he puts it on. Right. So the Gemara bishach. Right now the mission is going on. That what these big day love on, right? What were the big day love on made from? Zog Rashi Bashachon. They were brought from Loivesh Plusin. Pelusin is where? It's a city, it's a place. Ramses from Mitzrayim, Shal Shnei Mos Hamone, Bein Arbayim, Hindian. Where is Hindian? Hindian, Rashi says, Kush. I don't know, Mehoidu Ve'at Kush.
Ethiopia.
Shehoyu Mipishnu Zanidin Ve'hi Eretz Kush, Kedem Etargim Yenisim Ben Ezeel. Yeah, I would have thought, India, maybe it's from India. A Hindic. Everybody knows that quirk in Yiddish, same like English. Why is turkey called turkey? You eat a turkey on Thanksgiving. Well, you eat turkey roll. Why is it called turkey? Because when Columbus came to America, he thought he was in Turkey. He thought he was finding the path to Asia. He didn't know that there was a whole land of the Americas in between. And therefore, when he brought back the turkey, he called it a turkey. How do you call turkey in Hebrew? Hodu. Town of God, Hodu. How do you call it in Yiddish? A Hindik. In Yiddish language, it's a Hindik, because it's India. So I would have almost sounded like this Hindian is a Hinduism. Yeah. Divrei Reb Meir Vachomem Oimrim Bashachal. In the morning, Oyelevi Shoshmin Osamona, Benaboyim, Joshnei Mosamona. Hakoil, it's either a halacha l'moishim Sinai, or it's a psadin, Shloishimona. Elo, Zog the Mishnah Mishal Tzibo. These buying these big day lovan from the Machzis HaShekel. I don't know, what is it, Lafuke? Maybe the Kohen would have to buy it himself. If the Kohen Gadol wanted to add on. So it's only a minimum. But Moisiv Mishaloi, he's allowed to. We'll have to see about this. When I stayed in the Mishneh, that he's able to do it. Zog the Gemara. Now just we're going to the top of the omit.